Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
We are in Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. This is God's word. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gates leading into the city, at the entrances, she cries aloud. To you, O men, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. Listen. For I have worthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are faultless to those who have knowledge. Choose my instruction rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. By me, kings reign and rulers make laws that are just. By me, princes govern and all nobles who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works before his deeds of old. I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so the waters would not overstep his command. And when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Wisdom. Wisdom is not unavailable to those who desire it. In James chapter 1, we're told if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives generously to all people without making us feel foolish for having asked. But then it says, but he must ask in faith, not doubting. For the one who doubts is a double-minded person, not going to receive anything from the Lord, but instead tossed like the waves on the sea. Wisdom is not only vitally important, it is readily available for those who desire it. If you want to know the right thing to do, it's available. And so this chapter begins by saying, wisdom calls out. Understanding raises her voice. On the heights along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. In other words, in a highly trafficked place, this is not some out-of-the-way place, you got to go into some weird spot in the middle of the jungle in order to find wisdom. Wisdom is readily available where everybody can get to it. Beside the gates leading into the city, at the entrances, she cries aloud. Wisdom beckons. Wisdom invites. Wisdom says, come, I'll teach you. Wisdom is not the same thing as intelligence. It's more than that. It's about perspective. It's about seeing things the way God sees them. It's about agreeing with God concerning right and wrong. It is about agreeing with God about how we ought to live. Wisdom is not something that always results in worldly acclaim, because the world is hostile toward God's wisdom. Not only are we told in James 1 that wisdom is readily available to those who desire it, but in Romans 1 we read this, beginning in verse 18. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Notice, not who miss the truth, who suppress it. They already had the truth. They start out, it's readily available, but they don't want the truth. They suppress it by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. It's not that wisdom's unavailable. It's not even that wisdom is so hard to obtain. It's that people don't want wisdom. Verse 21 of Romans 1, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. Amen. Do you see what happens? Wisdom is readily available. Wisdom calls out. Wisdom beckons. Wisdom says, come, I'll teach you. I'll show you what's right. But people suppress the truth in unrighteousness, and thinking themselves wise, they become fools. And they turn away from what God has ordained, and they turn away from God himself, and they become worshipers of created things. Money, possessions, fame. They pursue worldly pleasures that cannot last, and they miss wisdom. But wisdom calls out, and notice verse 7 of Proverbs chapter 8. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. What does it mean to detest something? means you hate it. You can't stand it. You despise it. You don't want anything to do with it. Wisdom says that wickedness is detestable. It's evil. It is hideous. It is detestable. So, one thing you can be assured of, it is never, ever wise to engage in wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just, verse 8, and none of them is crooked or perverse. You never are being wise by going against God. To stand against God, to make yourself his enemy, to decide, no, I don't want to do things his way, I want to do things my way, that is not wise. That is never wise. And yet I see time and again where people get into a mess by doing the wrong thing, and then they think, well, now I'm going to have to do this, which is also wrong, in order to try and improve my situation. That's just compounding foolishness on top of foolishness. Wickedness on top of wickedness. You will never improve your situation by doing the wrong thing. Never. And when you've done something that's wrong, you need to do the right thing, not try to protect yourself by doing the wrong thing. I did the wrong thing, so what did I do? Well, I lied to cover it up. Well, that just made it worse. You never, ever do the right thing by doing the wrong thing.
Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's Word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. As parents and in our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere, and everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a moment to encourage us. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, to learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we'll remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread His Word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We're depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus...
Verse 10 of Proverbs 8. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. What's the message there? There will be times when if I do the wrong thing, I could get this reward. It's the wrong thing. Whatever reward you get, even if it's silver or gold, if you're behaving in a way that is contrary to God's word, contrary to what He's revealed, if you're doing that, you are messing yourself up. You're choosing something inferior. You will be given opportunities to get gold, to get silver, to get money, to get stuff. But in order to get it, you have to go against what God has taught you is right. You're going to have to do things that are wrong in order to get that thing. Wisdom says don't do that. Pursue what is right. Pursue wisdom. Pursue God's word. Pursue the truth rather than money. Because no earthly reward compares to wisdom.
So does that mean I ought to get an education?
Yes, but not just an education. You need to get a godly perspective. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Look at verse 13. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech.
I don't think we're supposed to hate.
You're supposed to hate evil. The only way I can get certain things out of my life is to begin to regard them as poison. Because as long as I feel like, well, it isn't good for me, but it's not really bad for me either, I'm going to con myself into thinking that I can still hold on to that. Wisdom involves hating evil. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Well, I don't see what the problem is if you just talk about bad stuff. I mean, I know you're not supposed to do the bad stuff, but you ought to be able to talk about it, you know, joke about it, that kind of thing. No, wrong. Perverse speech is something that wisdom hates. Just to talk about it? Yes. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's what Jesus said. And so our speech reveals what's in our heart. And if the stuff coming out of your mouth is foul, that means there's a big problem with the heart. So wisdom hates evil. To fear the Lord, to reverence God, is to hate evil, including pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Verse 17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Do you want to be wise? You can be. You don't have to be a genius in order to be wise. You don't have to be an adult in order to be wise. You don't have to be well-educated in order to be wise. You don't have to be rich in order to be wise. If you love wisdom, you will be wise. If you seek wisdom, you will find wisdom. The problem with people lacking wisdom, as we said at the beginning, is hostility toward wisdom, suppressing the truth in unrighteousness, choosing evil rather than good, choosing lies instead of truth. But if you desire wisdom, you can gain wisdom now. I've known people who would not do super well on an IQ test who have been very wise because they've had a godly perspective. It's interesting that Jesus didn't say, you must become like an adult in order to inherit the kingdom. He says, you have to become like a child. You have to have a simple, pure trust in the Lord. That is what is needed. If you desire and seek wisdom, you will find wisdom. That is a promise from God's words. Notice let's keep going. Verse 18 and following. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. Now, please notice that is to clarify verse 18. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. So this means if I pursue wisdom, I will end up with lots of gold? No, my fruit is better than fine gold. I know people who don't have a lot of money who are truly rich in the things that matter. And I know people who have lots of money who are truly impoverished in the things that matter. It's not about money. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full. In verse 22 and following, he begins to describe the role of wisdom in creation. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works before his deeds of old. I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world, I was there. when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundaries so the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was his craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. Wisdom is personified in this passage as intimately involved in the whole process of creation. But please notice that wisdom is presented as being subordinate to God. Wisdom is a skilled workman at the side of the Creator. But God is the one who brought forth wisdom. God is the source of this marvelous thing. Where does wisdom come from? It's not an achievement of man. It's not something you can get just by reading the Great Books series. Wisdom comes from God, and wisdom reflects his character. And this universe was created with wisdom. The design of not just the solar system, but the universe displays the wisdom, the nature of God. Paul talks about that in the passage we read from Romans 1, that his divine attributes as the Creator are seen in what is made. If you study the creation, the things that God has made, you see God's wisdom on display. And that's what this passage is talking about. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works before his deeds of old. At the end of the chapter, verse 36, verse 35, start there. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. Well, I looked. No, if you search for wisdom, you'll find wisdom. There's no such thing as a person who wants to know the truth and God says, no, I'm not going to tell you. If you want the truth, you'll find the truth. So whoever fails to find me harms himself. You've got nobody but yourself to blame. You did it to yourself. Don't blame somebody else. If you want to know what's right, if you want to do what's right, wisdom is available to those who desire it. Ask God. He will give generously without making you feel foolish for having asked. Whoever fails to find me harms himself, and all who hate me love death. If you were to ask them, so you love death? Are you trying to destroy your life? Are you trying to make a mess out of your relationships? Is that what this is about? No. Well, you need to know that's what you're doing. If you hate the truth, if you hate God's perspective, if you do not seek after wisdom, you are harming yourself and you are pursuing what ultimately will turn out to be death. If your goal is financial riches instead of the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're pursuing death. You hear about the guy who worked really hard to climb the ladder only to find out when he got to the top it was leaning against the wrong building? It's not what I was looking for. It's not what I hoped. It doesn't satisfy. It can't satisfy. Wisdom is worth more than anything else you could desire. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. All these other things will be added to you.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.